Today's daf is daf samech hey, so we'll take it from four lines down. Masiv Rav Avya. The Gemara have been talking about different dinim of a katan being zocha for himself and not being zocha for acherim. So we end up concluding that I think it was according to Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that echadze zocha latzmo vein zocha lacherim. Regardless of the age, the child is only able to be zocha to be kona things, but cannot be zocha on behalf of others. That was the conclusion. So the Gemara says, I see Andy, so maybe we should just wait a few seconds since I think today is a short daf. So the Gemara says now four lines down, Masiv Rav Avya. He asks the question based on a Gemara, Mishnah, I think it is in Maaser Sheni, Ma'arimim al Maaser Sheni. A person is able to do harama, he could do some trickery, in order to avoid paying the chomesh for Maaser Sheni. The halacha is that Maaser Sheni, when a person has fruit in his backyard and he's growing on a farm, so he first takes chuma, 1/50th, gives to the kohen. He takes Maaser, 1/10th, he gives it to it's Maaser Rishon, he gives it to the Levi. And then it's Maaser Sheni, depending on the years, 1, 2, and 4, 5, versus 3, 6, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani, different years. But if it's a Maaser Sheni year, so he has to take that second round of Maaser, and he brings it to Yerushalayim. But if he decides not to bring it to Yerushalayim, he's able to be poda that fruit onto a coin, and bring the coins up to Yerushalayim. So if the owner is the one doing the pidyon, he not only has to take the value of the fruit, but he adds a chomesh as well, an additional chomesh. But if it's someone who's not the owner, then he avoids paying the chomesh. So the Mishnah is telling there's a way to get around even the owner having to pay the chomesh, paying that extra 1/5. How is that? Ketzad? Omer Adam Livno Ubito Hagdolim, he says to his child, his daughter or son, who are above age of 12 or 13, or La'avdol Shivchasa Ivrim, to an Evid Ivri he has, or an Am Ivriya that he has, a Jewish owned slave, or Jewish slaves that are owned. So he says to them, Halachem Maos Halal. He gives them $10 of his own, so now it's theirs. Upadu Bahen Maaser Sheni, and have them do the pidyon. They do the pidyon. I'll read the parentheses, even though we normally don't. So they're then allowed to eat the fruit. The fruit are redeemed without having to pay the additional chomesh because the children and the of Adam are not the owners of the Maaser Sheni, so they could do the pidyon without the chomesh. So that's the harama you could do. So Gemara wants to know now. So hi shivcha yechidami. What's the nature of the shivcha that he's referring to in this Mishnah? If she's a girl above 12 and has shesaros, my bai gabe, what's she doing with him? We already said yesterday, this the halacha, that once an Am Ivriya reaches the age of 12, she goes free. It's impossible to own an Am Ivriya. So what's the Am Ivriya that we're talking about here? Ella, is it not lab de lo asya beisaros? Situation where she has not reached age. She is not shesaros yet. She's a katana still. Yet we still see that she is able to be zocha ayyidei acherim. She, by her doing the pidyon, she's zocha for the owner to eat the fruit. Fine. So that's the so we see here that a katana can be zocha for achem, and that's the shaila on Rav Chista. So Gemara says no. Hacha b'may skinning. What are we dealing with here? B'maiser bizman hazeh dirabanan. Bizman hazeh the chiy maiser is only a din dirabanan. We said yesterday's daf on the top of this daf that if it comes to dinay dirabanan, then everyone will agree in Rav Chista that katana can be zocha for achem. So we're talking about din dirabanan here, and that's why we're meikel. In general, though, on deraisa level, she could only be zocha, but not zocha lachem. Or it says, we're talking about bizman hazeh v'ha'am ivriya bizman hazeh mi'ika. Bizman hazeh, are we allowed to have am ivriyas? V'atani, the Braisa says, ain't evit ivri noeg ela bizman sheyova noeg behen. The only time we have the halachas of am ivriya and all those evit ivris is only a situation, as Rashi says, ela bizman sheyova noeg diba'inan v'ish el mishpachto tashuvo, that in Yovel, each person goes back to their initial home. Right, so it comes to am ivriya and a evit ivri, the Mishnayos and Gemaras and Kedushin Daf Yudalim and Beis talk about a few situations how an Evid Ivri and Am Ivri could go free. So either it's 6 years, when 6 years come, they go free, or it's through Pidyon Atzmo, they get the money to buy themselves back. We're talking about Jewish slaves right now. And one of the other ways they get to go out, if she's an Am Ivri, she goes out when she matures, or through Yovel. And Yovel comes, so that's one of the ways for them to get freed. So if an Am Ivri or an Evid Ivri is bought by a Jew, they themselves are Jewish, I buy them, comes Yovel, 3 years in, they get returned. Because that's the pasuk that says, Ish el mishpachto tashuvu. When Yovel comes, each Evid Ivri or Am Ivri goes back to the family. So the only time I'm allowed to buy an Am Ivri is when they have the possibility of returning back through Yovel. But since Bizman Hazeb, there's no Yovel, so Yovel can't return them, I'm also not allowed to buy them in the first place. So we can't be talking about Bizman Hazeb. So again, back to square one. What's the case? We see clearly here then, we must be talking about Bizman Yovel, where Maaser Sheni is deraisa, And we still see that she, as the underage, she's able to be zochel aide acher. So the Gemara says, no, ela be'atitz sheino nakiv dirabanan. We're talking about bisman yovel. So buying an amivya is a din daraisa, you're allowed to buy them. So how could she do the zochel aide acher? Because we're talking about a food, a fruit that are grown in a pot that's not nakiv. It's above ground, it's a flower pot. But there is no hole. There's no hole. It's completely severed from the bottom, from the ground. It's only a chiyav meiser sheni on a derabanan level. So therefore, we're makel that she could do the pidyon for her owner. But had it been an atitz shenakov, or if it's mamish mechubal lekarka, which is a chiyav meiser deraisa, then in a chrami she could not be zocha ayde acher. Gemara says Amar Rava shlosha midos bekatam. The three levels that are that we find throughout the Gemaras with regards to a katan and making acquisitions. Number one, as we saw yesterday's daf, is tsura v'zarko egos v'notlo. If you give him a rock, he throws it. You give him a nut, he takes it. The lacha is zocha la'atzmo v'ein zocha la'cherim. He's an age old enough, where we said, which is a pretty young age, that a child's willing to know the distinction between a rock and a candy. So he's zocha for himself, but that's not a share, so he can't be zocha for others. Ukenegden, and Ukenegden Mekatana, that's a Katan. A Katana would be the same thing, but corresponding to that on the level of Kedushin, Miskadeshes Limiyun. The Katana, normally the Lach is on a Deraisa level, Katana's father can marry her off, and it has Chalos Deraisa. Let's say she's a Yasoma, so then she is not allowed to get married on a Deraisa level, but the Chachamim said that her brothers and mother can marry her off on a Derabanan level, so that's enough of age for her to get engaged and to do miyun. Since she's only engaged midirabanan, since she has no father, so she doesn't require a get to end the kedushin, but a miyun, her refusal, is enough. So that tells us that she has enough das. The kedushin will only work in that case if she has enough das to refuse it if she wants out. She could do miyun. So that's the age where she's able to do kedushin through her mother or brothers and then say miyun, I want out, if she decides. That's level one. Level two is hapu'utos. Hapu'utos, Rashi tells us what we saw earlier a few days ago, last week in the Gemara here, that the mekach metaltalin, again, hapu'utos mekach memkar b'metaltalin, that's an age which is around 6 or 7, which is older than the previous age, that they could buy and sell things when it comes to metaltalin. U'kinegdan b'ktana miskareshes b'kedusha avia. Now this is an age where if a ktana was married on a deraisa level by her father. Her father married her off. So now miyun doesn't work anymore because it's a kedushin that was chal on a deraisa level, so you need gerushin. So once she's engaged, she's able to accept on her own the gerushin. Even though she's a katana, the age of 6 or 7, that's enough das to receive a get and to be shomer the get for the get to be chal as well. Then, right now the next level is she reaches the age of Nidarim, which Rashi tells us, we remember the Gemara's Nidarim, that which is the year prior to her Bas Mitzvah, 11 years old, where she has enough das. Let's read the Rashi inside. Rashi says, La'onas Nidarim, Shana achas lefnei Narusa, Narusa Nidare Nivdakin, you check, you test her out, whether she's capable of making a neder. As we learn in the Mishnah in Nida, Bas achas esrei, Shana v'yomecha Nidare Nivdakin, you check them. If she knows to who she's making a neder to and to who she's making a hekdesh, in other words, Hashem, she's familiar with the concept of Hashem, I'm not sure to what depth she needs to know, then her nedarim and hekdesh are chal. So that's at the age of 11, where her nedarim are chal. So the Gemara says, nedarim, neder, hekdesh, and hekdesh, u'kenegdin, when it comes to dinei kedushin, biktana choletes, the ktana is able to perform chalitza. Rashi tells us what's chalitza coming in here. So if you look at Rashi choletes, Rashi explains im hevia simanim. She has the simanim that she's matured. But lo amrinan shuma, we don't say it was simply a mole of some sort. It was real hair. Mamash de saros. Aval kodem hazman hazeh. Before this shir ktanahi vein simanim veino choletes. Before the age of 11, any shtei saros that she sees, we assume that they're not real simanim. And the chalitza is not good. The ish ksiv beparsha makshin ish al ish. You need a man, you need a woman. So what qualifies as an ish as a woman? So he has to be the age of 11 with shtei saros. So that's the age of 11. That's the halachas of that stage. And then the final, really, there's a fourth stage, but it's not included in this. The fourth stage is, it's not, for some reason he only says shlosha midos as opposed to arba midos. But the fourth stage is limkor benichsei aviv ad shehi ben esrim. With regards to selling her father's property, she's not able to until she reaches the age of 20. Why don't they say this as a fourth midah?
Rashi said by Shalosh Midos Chalukos B'Zchias Katan.
Aha. So this is not really Dimra Katan anymore. It's clearly above age. But even though Rashi says here, she's considered have a katan, it's considered a katan with regards to selling the property, it's not really a katan. It just, that's the halacha, I guess. In order to deal with the real estate, you have to have a little bit more, you need to be wiser about when it's appropriate to buy and sell. So it's not
is
really a katan.
This is a matana from a father?
I assume the Yerusha. Yeah, it's okay. Yerusha, yeah, that's what they say. Okay. It's the quote of Rashbam and Babasar who says it's referring to Yerusha. Okay, so you have to be a chacham in order to sell. Okay, the Mishnah tells us now, the new Mishnah, Ketana she'amra hiskabel ligiti, a Ketana says to a shliach, I want you to be my shliach lekabala, eino get, it's not a get achi gia get liada, until it gets to the wife's hand, why is a shliach not a shliach lekabala? The fikach, before we even get to why, imrata habal lachzer yachzer. So if the husband hands it over to the shliach lekabala, he's able to retract because the shliach lekabala does not serve as a shliach lekabala for some reason. And therefore it's not until the get reaches the hand of the wife is a chal. So he could always be chozer so long as it has not received, has reached yet her hands. But what's the reason why? Why could she not make a shliach lekabala? Says the Mishnah, she'ein katan os a shliach. A katan does not have enough das to be minu shliach. He can't be mamana, she can't be mamana shliach. So therefore, she's not a shliach. This shliach is not a shliach lekabala. And therefore, the shliach becomes a shliach la'olacha for the husband to bring it to the wife. Im amar la'avia, but if her father says, yitzei v'iskabel libiti, gita, if the father says, go out and accept my daughter's get, and he has the ability to make a shliach lekabala, then the halacha would be im ratzel lachzer, lo yachzer. So then the moment the husband hands the get to the shliach lekabala, it's chal, and the husband can no longer retract anymore. Okay. Now, I think we have to be talking about a situation where she's a b'taras kedushin as opposed to taras nesuin. That was yesterday's daf. When she's a namurasa, so then the father has a yat to accept the gittin. So then he could appoint a shliach. But if she's married already, the father no longer has a hand, then I don't think he could appoint a shliach anymore on her behalf. I don't see anyone explaining this one way or the other.
You're saying that someone who's between the age of Kedos and Mara? Is that what you're saying? She has to be 6 or 7 to then be getting Miskareshes.
Right, well, she could still be Miskareshes younger, perhaps, if the father accepts it. If she's younger than 6 and 7, the Kedushin is Chal, so then she might not have a Yad, but her father might have a Yad still in that case.
But she's going to be Chozer Yitzhak
Habal.
That doesn't matter.
Even if she has a father who's going to be watching over her? I don't know, I guess. Let me look here a second. That's the interesting question here. They don't add to point that. My question whether it's referring to Nisun or Kedushin. But the question they ask here is, earlier we said that the father accepts the get for his daughter, b'tar shlichus. This goes back to Daf Chavalf. The father himself is a shliach in general. And the loch is that ain shliach ot a shliach, acher. How could the father now appoint another shliach if he himself is a shliach? So the answer, or the mutal meish answers, that the father really accepts the get b'tar shliach. It's really, we learn that shlichus midin yad. That's a discussion the Gemara is in Bava Metzia. So shlichus midin yad. And since he's considered a yad, then he's able to appoint a shliach, another shliach.
He's not a real shliach. Uh-huh.
So then you have the question in general. So in any case, an ain shliach losh shliach, then if the shliach in general is always a yad, so he is always able to appoint another shliach. So maybe he's trying to say, I'm just reading the summary back here. Maybe really, normally, ain shliach losh shliach. But a father is considered a yad of the daughter, yad through shlichas, a special type of shlichas he has. So maybe by the father, he is able to be memana shliach. But elsewhere, where shliach is not considered a yad, so then he's not able to appoint another shliach. But in terms of kedushin versus erusin, I don't see it being kedushin versus nesuin. It's not being addressed back here, but I think it has to be kedushin.
Yeah, before erusin, no.
Erusin kedushin, that's when he accepts it. But when it comes to nesuin, she's completely independent. So the father can't accept it, so the chori can't appoint a shliach either. It might be just a pasha din that's not addressed. Okay. The Mishnah now says, Ha'omer ten get zelishi. Now from the father, the husband's perspective, he says, give my wife a get, b'makom ploni. She is in this city. But she gives it, rather the shliach gives it to her in a different city. Apostle, it's disqualified. The husband dafka wanted it in city A, not city B. Let's say he says to the shliach, the husband says to the shliach, give it to her, and she happens to be there. But he gives it to her in a different place, it's good. In this second case, he didn't say, give it to her in this place. It says, she happens to be in this place. It's a mar makom hulo, the Gemara is going to explain. He's giving the shliach advice, so you don't have to run around the world to find out where she is. I'm telling you where she is. So he went there, happens to be she wasn't there, so he went to another place and she was there. It's a good get. He wasn't so makbid on where she was, he was just giving it a mar makom lo. Now, ha'isha sh'amr hiskabel ligita, if the wife says to a shliach l'kabbalah, she's above k'tan, she's a gadola now. So she appoints a shliach l'kabbalah, which she's allowed to. And she says to a shliach l'kabbalah, accept my get b'makom ploni dafka in city A. The kiblu la b'makom acher, and the shliach accepts it in a different place. It's possible because she wanted the get to be accepted dafka in one city, not the other city. But comes along Rabbi Lazar Machsher, he permits it. The Gemara will explain why that is, but he permits it even though the shliach l'kabbalah accepted it in a different city than she had recommended. But if she says havali giti b'makom ploni, the view la b'makom acher kasher. If she says, bring me the get from the place A, and bring it to her to place B, or rather, she says, bring it to me from place A, and happens to be the shliach brings it from a different place, that will be kosher according to all opinions. Okay. And that last case makes sense because it wasn't a shliach l'kabbalah. There was no chalos on that point. When she says to shliach l'holacha, go bring it for me, and when it gets to me, it'll be a good get. Who cares where that shliach l'holacha gets it from? That receiving of the a get wasn't significant. There's no halachic significance. Who cares where it was? As long as it gets to me at some point, that's why all opinions think in that last case it's kosher. So Gemara wants to know now, Rabbi Elazar, Maishna Resha Delo Pligi, Maishna Seifa De Pligi. Why does Rabbi Elazar only argue in the Seifa, not in the Resha? The Resha was a case where the husband says, give it to her in Woodmere, and he gives it to her in Farakwe. That's not good at all. Not good at all, according to all opinions. Why doesn't Rabbi Lazar say, well, it's no different than the Seifa, where she says, accept it from me in this place, in Woodmere, and he accepts it in Farakwe. That is a good get. From her end, a good get. Doesn't make a difference from her end where it's received, but from his end, it does make a difference. What's the difference? So the Gemara explains, Ihu dimedaite megarish kapit. The husband, it's all his decision whether he wants to divorce her or not. So he can be makbid that he wants it done in this way. It's all about his das. We'll see Rashi in a second. But ihi debal karcha miskareshes. But from her perspective, she's divorced against her will. Mar makim hilo. She cares, but her das is really irrelevant. So what she says to the shliach therefore has no effect, and it's going to be just a mar makim hilo. She's advising where to receive the get from, but if he receives it somewhere else, that's okay as well. So that's what Sir Rashi says here. Rashi says, midaita migarish, vadavar talibo. The entire get is dependent on him, the husband. Iklamemar kpeda hi vadafka kamarler. Aval ihi debal karcha migarish, but from her perspective, it's against her will. Minayada denichalai lebal le misrei halsam. How does she know that the husband wants to give it in this place as opposed to that place? She has no idea what the husband's intent is. Hokach ein ela kimar makim sham timseno. There you'll find him. But she doesn't really know what his akpatos are, and therefore it's going to be a good get if she says this place and it's really in that place. Okay. The Mishnah tells us now, the new Mishnah in the bottom here, Havi li giti, she says to the shliach, bring for me my get. So that says she's a bas yisrael married to a kohen, so she eats truma while she's married. But the moment she gets divorced, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. So she says to the shliach, go bring for me a get. So she's allowed to eat ocheles b'truma ad she'gia get liata. Since it was a shliach l'holacha, she's married until the get gets to the wife's hand. So she's allowed to eat until the get gets to her hand. Hiskabel ligita, but if she appoints the shliach to be a shliach l'kabbalah, so the moment the shliach receives the get, she's already divorced, then asur lechel b'truma miyar. Then she's not allowed to eat truma. The moment the shliach leaves her presence, it's also because it's very possible the moment the shliach leaves the door, if the husband's right there, husband could give her the get. And the moment the shliach receives the get, the get's chal. So the moment the shliach is sent off, the Bas Yisrael, the Eishes Kohen, can no longer eat Chuma. We assume Safek to be Machmir, not to eat Chuma anymore. Let's say she says to the shliach, accept my get in Woodmere. So she's allowed to eat until the get arrives in that place. So how does she know when it arrives at that place, though? But I think what it means is until the shliach gets to that place.
As long as it should normally take the agent to arrive.
Right. Okay, until the agent, because she has no idea what the story of the get is. So how long it takes the shliach together, or the agent together, so let's say it takes 10 minutes to get to that place, so she could eat for the next 10 minutes. But let's say, but according to Rabbi Elazar, Oser Miyad, Rabbi Elazar thinks it's Oser right away, because she's not really makpid, she has no kpedos on where it's accepted, she's giving it some recommendation to the shliach where to find the husband, but if the husband's right outside and gives it to the shliach, and it's not in the place where she said, it's still going to be a good get. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar thinks it's usher as well in this case. So the Gemara says, "V'gita miyahavin," but we see still the get's going to be a good get. So which case are we talking about right now? Let's just read one more line. The Ha'amr, didn't we say before Reisha lo havigita that Reisha says it's not going to be a good get? So which case are we referring to right now? Rashi doesn't tell us. Makom ploni for who? From the Tanakama?
From the Baal.
She said, "Iskabeli gita b'makom ploni." Saying that she could eat until it gets to Oso Makom.
Right, so and we said she's accepting it, the shliach's accepting the place where the wife recommended or in a different place? If it's in the place where the wife recommended, so that's a good get, according to all opinions. She says go to Woodmere and the get was given in Woodmere, that's good. The question if she said Woodmere and was accepted in Far Rockaway, that was Machlokas.
So Mashma here that even if it's another place, it'll be a fine get. It's just that she has to stop him when she gets to that place.
Okay. So we're saying this, I'm not sure how this is the mashmaus of the mission here. But again, the Gemara is saying that situation where the get was accepted in a different place than the wife had recommended. And yet it's still a good get. But didn't we say in the Reisha, the Tanakam, who argued and Rabbi Elazar thinks that if it's in a different location than she had recommended, it will not be a good get. So the Gemara explains as follows. She says to the Shliach, accept my get in this city. But sometimes you're going to find them in Bava in a different place. So then already she said she was already wavering about where the husband's going to be. So that gives a little bit more leeway. And this is what she says to him. Take it wherever you find him and take the get from him. So Begita lohavi admatis lamasamachsa. So take the get from him, but it's not going to be chal until you get back to masamachsa. That's why I want it to be chal for whatever reason. So that's the case that's going on here. That's why it's good.
She's allowed to do that.
Taptos is some days. Why is it until gitech? Because she's getting the get this shlich kabbalah, but then it's not, or he's going to get, and then. It's not chal until it ultimately goes to another place.
So he says, Shliach la'olacha turns into a Shliach la'kabbalah.
Is she able to do this though? Is it going to Tanakamu?
Tanakamu, which allows her to have such akpadas.
Well, it's interesting. The only reason she's doing this is to be able to eat druma or to be able to do something.
Well, I'm not sure why she's doing this. I seem to recall a Gemara somewhere about this, that she actually has certain hakpados and where she gets divorced, because who knows about it, who doesn't know about it, different things like that. So her hakpados do make a difference. There's a Gemara somewhere, I think. Or maybe the husband's makbidafka where he gives it to her. So therefore, sorry, I should really put this off and vibrate. Okay. So that's the strange case that she creates, and therefore it can go to a different place, because in that case she actually explicitly said and specified that it's permitted.
Before those Gemaras that have her shlichus, we had that on machlek, this is how she had the ability to make a shlich for her to makabel her get, and if she's, would we consider that to be, I don't know, how many, like three block before, something like that.
About which case?
I have to remember the exact case.
And that, maybe what you're getting at, I'm not sure, but when Tosa's answer here about Adam's question,
the Kabbalah,
Yeshiach Lalacha turned into a Shiach LaKabbalah, that's going to be a big problem here. Because Sheikh Lalacha cannot turn into a Sheikh Kabbalah unless it reports back that it completed the Sheikhas. So Tosfos doesn't address this point here, but I think that's a point that has to be addressed.
Well, he does, because he says, you don't tell me that she's acting as a Sheikh Lalacha until she gets to that point and she turns into Kabbalah, because then it's a Sheikh Lalacha. He anticipates that as being
an issue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before he gives the answer.
I see right before that. Okay. Okay, let's go right there now. The Gemara on the top of Samachim Rebbe says, Rabbi Elazar Oser Miyad. Rabbi Elazar says, it's Oser right away. It's Oser right away. The moment she says, take it in town one and gets it in town two, it's still going to be Oser right away because she's not really Makbid. Pshita, Deha Mara Makamalo. It's an obvious point because she's just giving him a recommendation to the Shliach. Gemara says, no, Lo Tzicha. So therefore, this is going on the case where Rabbi Elazar thinks it's us for her to eat truma right away. We know. If we have Rabbi Elazar's svara carrying it through, it makes sense. Of course it's us right away. Why is it not so pashim? Because the Amr, le me lo tzicha, the Amr le zi le mizrach, the Yisabim mizrach, go to east, because I know he's in the east. Because the lamar, but the shliach goes to the west. So she's like, I know, now I know I have 30 minutes at least, because he's going the wrong way. So I don't have to be us right away. So therefore, mal de seima b'marv halase, the husband's certainly not in the west. So I've got extra time to you now. Kamash malam the dilma b'hadi de kalsu migas guys baby avle gita. It's very possible that maybe the husband changed directions. Does she have a GPS on him? No. So maybe she went somewhere. He went somewhere else and ended up meeting the shliach there, and therefore it's asa right away. Okay. The Gemara now says homer l'shlucho. Person says to shliach, arivli b'tmar make an error for me. Talking about eruv chatzeres. Or Eiv Tchum, I'm not sure which Eiv we're referring to here. Does it say? Does it specify? No.
Rashi says...
Tchum. Lesof Alfam Shatchum. Eiv Tchumim. Okay. So he tells this guy, go make an Eiv for me outside 2,000 Amos. B'tamarim, go use dates. The Eiv Lo B'Grogros ends up using the dried dates, or figs. Grogros are dried figs?
Figs. Yeah.
Right, so dried figs. So he says use dates, and instead he uses dried figs. Or he says use Grogros, use dried figs. The Eiv Lo B'tamarim ends up using dates. Tani chad eiruv eiruv, tani idach ein eiruv eiruv. The machlok is whether the eiruv is a good eiruv because he did something different than the Baal had asked for.
But the eiruv, that's what's kosher. Besides the fact that he didn't listen to the actual eiruv, that was fine.
No, only according to one bryce. One bryce says it's a good eiruv. The other bryce says ein eiruv eiruv. He didn't do my shlichas. I asked for figs, he did dates.
Yeah, I'm just saying if a person was to look at the actual eiruv, not knowing what was said, that could technically be still an eiruv. Have a chalois.
No, I know. I'm saying for me, we're not talking about an error for the community. My personal error that I'm allowed to walk outside, I'm going to visit, let's say, Atlantic Beach. Atlantic Beach, according to some, is outside the Tchum. So for me to go there, I need to place some food down by the bridge, and now that's my Kvias Makom. So I go there, and then I have another 2,000 Amos to walk from that point. So that's just for me, nothing to do with the community-wide. So I ask him to use figs, and he uses his dates. That's not what I asked him to do. So he didn't fulfill my shlichus. It won't be a good error. But the other Bryce says, no, it is a good error. So what's the machlokas between the two different brises? So Amar Rabba Lokashia Ha Rabban Ha Rabbi Elazar, the two different authors. So Ha Rabbanan Dami Kveda, Rabbanan of our mission of Gittin says when a wife says I wanted this place, it means that place only, no other place. So she's makbid on things. So here too by Erev Tchumim, she's makbid on these things as well. It's not going to be a good Erev. You have to use Tamarim and not Grogros or vice versa. The other opinion is Rabbi Elazar, who says he's not makbid. Rabbi Elazar damar mar makamalo. She's saying, I prefer, I prefer. In the case of Gidon, he's probably there, but he's not there. Get it somewhere else. So I tell the guy to make Eiv Tchumim for me. I say, use figs. Use my figs. But I'm not so makbid whether you use figs or dates. It's all fine for me. But it's because it's all for my benefit. That's the machlokas of who authored this price. Comes along with Yosef. Yosef argues and says, no. Amar Hava HaRabban. Rabban authored both of these brises. So what's this? This is a stira now. Kan b'shelo, kan b'shel chavero. It's using mine versus using his. What does that mean? If I said to the shliach, make for me an erev using my tamarim and use my grogros, so I'm okay. Because it's for my benefit. Whichever fruit he uses, I'm okay with. But let's say my friend gave me his tamarim to use for my erev. So I tell the shliach, take my friend's tamarim to make me an erev. And he takes my friend's grogros. That will not be a good Erev, because my friend was very likely to be makbid in what was being used. It wasn't for his benefit. It was for my benefit. I only have rights to his tamarim, not to his grogros. And that's the case where it's not an Erev. That's how Rav Yosef understands this process. So now comes along Abaye. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, Ve'ela, ha'datani, the Brisa that tells us, ha'omer l'shlucha arvle b'migdal, ve'evle b'shovach, or b'shovach, ve'evle b'migdal, he says, make for me an Erev in the tower, or in the shovach, which is like these dovekups. So the Tanya Chada Eruv, Chada Tan Idach Ein Eruv. So here there's a distinction of whether it's a good Eruv or not. So according to Rav Yosef, it's about the friends. So the friend's property. So you think my friend cares whether my Eruv is placed in his Shovach or his Migdal? He's not losing out. If it's his fruit that's being used, I understand why he's makbid on his dates versus his figs and his figs during his dates. But if it's placed in his Migdal versus his Shovach, he doesn't really care. He's not at any loss at all. So Rav Yosef's question of the friend versus not is a very strange answer according to this Brisa now. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood the Brisa. That's the question. What of his is theirs? His migdal versus shovach, he doesn't care. So the Gemara explains, Hasam nami ika peri de migdal peri de shovach. We're not talking about where the Eruv is placed. He said he has fruit in his shovach. He has fruit in his migdal, referring to which fruit are being used, and then there would be hakpada on behalf on the side of the friends. And that's why there's a distinction between Eruv Eruv versus Ein Eruvo Eruv. Alright, good? Got it?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Numisha tells us halfway down the page here, Haomer Kisru get, guy says to an agent, write for me a get, Vitinu Elishin, give it to my wife. Or he says to her, Garshu, a divorcer, Kisru Igarisi says, Vitanu Tinula, give it to her. All these, Hare Elu Yichtavu Vietnu, all these languages are good enough to use as a get. So Rashi explains how we find that all these cases are considered get. Now, we understand get, Rashi says get wasn't always used as the Pesukim never used the word get, but already by the time of the Mishnah, get was accepted as a way to refer to Isha Sefer Krisos. Remember, the Torah calls it Sefer Krisos. At some point in history, the word get was used, so already by the time the Mishnah was written, the get was accepted. Garshua certainly works. And Kisru Igeris, Rashi explains also that was something that they used to call, refer to as Gittin as well. But if you say Patrua, exempt her, or Parnasuha, let her be on her own, or Asala, Kinimus, which Rashi's Kinimus means, Kichok, let her be like Kichok, which unclear what that means, like Kichok. All these languages, Asulo, Kiroila, do to her what she deserves, all these, Lo Amar, Lo Klam, means nothing. Unclear what these very ambiguous terms, and they do not work. So Gemara wants to know now, Tanar Banan, Shalchua, Shafkua, Tarchua, Hare Ilu Yichtivu, Vietnu. You say send her off, Shafkua, let her be, Tarchua, which would be to Tuchim Gerishim, what was that? To sever, I guess?
Banisher.
Okay. So any of these languages would be Hare Elu Yichtivu V'yitnu. These all qualify as proper languages of appointing a Shliach to write the get. But if this person says to the Shliach, Patrua, Parnasua, Aslo Kinimus, Aslo Kurai, like the Mishnah says, these Lo Amar Klum don't work. Tani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Nassan Omer Patrua Dvarv Kayamim, Pitrua Lo Amar Klum. If you say exempt her, it works. Pitrua doesn't work. So there's a unclear what the difference here. Rashi has two different versions. You look at Rashi, two medium wide lines down, it says, or really one medium wide line down, Rabbi Nassan, going on to the second line now, Omer Pitrua, Dvarv Kayamim, Lashon Get Pturin Kach Shemati, that Get is referred to as Pturin, Velinir Hapach, it should be really the opposite Girsa, which is what the Girsa we actually do have in the Gemara in front of us, Patrua, Shal Karchach B'Lashon Tzavahu, Kmo Shalchua, Kmo Dvarv, Dibru Shivru, Hu Lashon Get Pturin Shu Dagesh, that's what he's trying to get at there, and Patrua is Shablashon Tzavahu Rapui, it's in a passive way. Patrua is more active, and Pitru is let her be. It's passive. That's, I think, the distinction that Rashi is drawing, if I'm understanding this correctly. So Patrua works. Patrua is send her off. Patrua let her be on her own. That's too passive for it to be an effective tzava to write the get. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava Rabbi Nassan de Bavla, Rabbi Nassan, who is a Babylonian, Hu daik bein pitrua le patrua. A little yud, a little patrua versus pitrua, a pasach versus a chirik. Very subtle difference. So he's very medactic. In Bavel, they're very medactic in languages. Tana didan, our Mishnah, who just simply says patrua doesn't work, doesn't distinguish in our Mishnah, which is written in Yushalayim. Tana didan debar eretz Yisrael hu lo daik. Which is an interesting point. You would think the opposite way, that in Eretz Yisrael, where there's the place of Lashon HaKodesh, they would be more medactic on language as opposed to Bavel. They would not be as medactic. But we see the opposite to be true. There's a Gemara that appears also where else in Baba Kama in the beginning, that they're medactic on the language. It says Chav HaNizak as opposed to Chayv HaNizak. So the Gemara, unclear what that meant. The Gemara says, they really meant Chayv on Nizak, but since the Mishnah is written in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, they were not so medaktik on every single letter. So here too also, Patur, Patur, it all means the same thing according to the Mishnayos. Rabbi Nassen, who is from Bavel, was very medaktik on grammar and letters and nekudos, so he did make such a distinction between Patrua versus Patrua. This happened to be just a very interesting distinction. Usually we find that Yerushalmi is much more superior Gemara than that of the Bavli in many, many, many levels, but this is the opposite.
That's because in Bavel they spoke both Aramis and Ivrus.
So they had
to. They
were
sensitive to the difference because that's the way. It looks like it's Ivrus, but maybe it's Aramis because of the way they did it.
Uh-huh.
So they had to be very careful. Which
Who explained that?
Rashi.
Rashi.
Second
line. Rashi. Okay. Beautiful. I love Rashi. So Rashi, so let's read this inside then. Rashi says, two white lines down, daik, bein pitur le patrua. Shimisapin pamim b'lashon arami, pamim b'lashon ivri. Sometimes they speak in Aramaic, sometimes in Hebrew. Hukach ki amar patrua, lashon get, patur nhu. Shihidgish, they emphasize, v'siper b'lashon arami. V'chi amar patrua, siper b'lashon ivri, v'amar lashon patur v'chovahu. So since they spoke in these two languages, they had to know the difference between each letter, each nakuda. Okay, very good. Gemara now wants to know Ibai Lahu. The Gemara asks, Hotsiu Mahu, send her out, let her go out, exit her, if you will. Azvu, leave her, Mahu. Hitiru, permit her, Mahu. Hinichuhu, Mahu, let her be. Ho'ilu lo, Mahu. Ho'ilu, Lashana makes it better for her. What's the Shaila here? Ho'ilu lo. What's the Shaila? Does that mean to make her better? Rashi doesn't explain that one. Does he, yeah?
Does help.
Helper, okay, helper. All right, okay. Guess it's beneficial for her sometimes to be single. Asulo kedas, do for her, do to her what like the law. Mahu. So Gemara doesn't have the answer, but pashit mia chada. Let's at least answer one. Then we have a brayish that says the tanya asulo kedas, asulo kinimus, asulo karoi, lo amaklum. Das is one of the examples that does not work. Do for her what she deserves. What does she deserve? I don't know what she deserves. So since it's unclear what the husband's intent is, therefore we say it's not a good get.
Similar to the Gemara conditional,
all those same, exactly. Gemara's, and also, in the beginning of Gittin, we had this as well. A few shilas like this, I think. Okay, then let's do the mission. We'll stop and we'll do the mission. We'll leave it the rest for tomorrow. So the mission says, the new mission, the bottom of Samach Hemer Beis, Barishona, Hayu Omrim, initially they said, Hayotze Bekolar, V'amar Kisru Galishi, Hare Eluich Tuvietnu. They said, normally the halacha is, in order for a person to appoint a shliach, you need to do kisru v'nisu, tell him to write and to give. If the husband says to write, but never says to give, you have no right to give it to her. You weren't commanded to give. You have to have kisru v'nisu. I think that's a halach. Right, that's what Rashi points out. So let's say a person says write. So you write it, but you can't give it. But let's say a guy's going out to be killed. Yotze b'kolar, he has a chain around his neck, going out to be killed. And obviously under a lot of pressure and stress, he's about to be murdered. Killed by the Leherik Bel Malchus, says Rashi, killed by the king. So if he says kisfu, so he's not holding it, he doesn't want to hold it in his back pocket and when he's ready to give it. He's obviously writing it in order to give it. So they made a special heter there that you're allowed to not only write it, but you could also give it to the wife. Chazul Omar, they went ahead to add another example that it's enough to simply say kisfu. We could infer from there the nasna was also meant. What's the next case? Af ha-mefarish vayotzi b'shayara. A person is going out overseas, he's going traveling in the desert, he's not sure what's going to be, it's a very dangerous route. So there too also, if he only says to write it, we could infer from there, he also meant to give it as well. And the third case, Rabbi Shimon, this is brought in a number of places in Shas here, Rabbi Shimon says that Shazuri, Ha'omer Af HaMesukan, a guy who's Mesukan, who's very, very ill, and he doesn't see his life lasting much longer. If he says right, we can infer from there he also meant to have it given as well. So Mir Tashem will do the rest of this tomorrow, the Gemara, and we'll go through each of these cases. Okay, have a wonderful day.